Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Fast of May, good evening, it's 5:30. This is update from Friday, 19th of March, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the island, a background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person tonight. 21 new cases of COVID-19, that's 862 active cases, 20 people in Nobles, of which 4 are in intensive care. We got news from today's COVID media briefing. The latest on the Douglas Promenade saga. Is the prison safe from COVID-19? And no Easter bunny trains at Groudle Glen this year. Again.
Man Benham Advocates for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes before 6, these are the update news headlines. Fast am I, Tessa Hawley.
Fast am I. The Isle of Man's lockdown is being extended until next month. The Chief Minister has confirmed no restrictions will be relaxed until April the 6th, and Howard Quayle says a full release of restrictions isn't likely until around April the 12th. There have been 21 new cases of COVID-19 identified in the last 24 hours. It brings the total number of active cases to 862. There are currently 20 people in hospital who have the virus. 4 are in intensive care. People living alone can have a single support bubble due to the lockdown extension. The Council of Ministers has agreed it's ready to allow those who live alone or lone parent families to access more support. The bubble must be with a single household. Further afield, the Scottish Conservatives say they're giving Nicola Sturgeon a final chance to resign before they bring forward a vote of no confidence in her. It's after Sky News learned MSPs on the committee investigating harassment complaints against Alex Salmond agreed she had misled Parliament. A new console generation during lockdown is said to be behind a boost for the UK's gaming market last year. It hit a record £7 billion. And Rangers and Celtic fans are being told to listen to advice and stay at home this weekend during the Old Firm derby. The Scottish Government has confirmed Sunday's game can go ahead as planned. Those are your headlines, news in full at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Tessa. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, everything's fine at sea at the moment. In fact, the Ben McCree just entering Douglas Harbour as I speak. And I'm sure too, the weather for lockdown 3, day 17, dry this evening. Some late sunshine. A light to moderate north-northeasterly, mostly dry through the night, down to 6 degrees. For Saturday tomorrow, just sun. Mostly dry. There's some patchy drizzle knocking around, though. On the moderate west-northwest of the daytime, maximum 11 Celsius. Dry after dark, down to 5 through the night into Sunday, Jaduni. Any early patchy drizzle will clear. Then it's going to be dry with bright intervals on Sunday. A light breeze and 11 degrees. Sunset 29 minutes past 6, so it's getting dark at about 7 o'clock. And remember, the clocks go forward a week tomorrow into Sunday. Low water, 6 minutes past 9 tonight. High tide, 7 minutes past 3 a.m. Sunrise tomorrow morning, 22 minutes past 6. And low water is at 19 minutes to 10 a.m.
Manx Glass and Glazing are able to offer an emergency out-of-hours boarding-up service. Call 491918.
There have been 21 new cases of COVID-19 identified in the Isle of Man in the last 24 hours. The active number is now 862. Alex Watton with the details.
The figures today show a more steady decline in daily cases, a drop of 7 from yesterday and many fewer in isolation. Yesterday there were 3,113 still isolating. Today the number stands at 2,709. There are currently 20 people being treated in hospital who have the virus, a drop-off of 3 from yesterday, but there are still 4 people in the intensive care unit. Turning to the vaccination programme, as of the last update, there have been 39,469 jabs administered in total. 27,257 of those are first doses and the remaining 12,212 the second. More than 3,000 vaccines are booked in at hubs in the next 7 days.
Whilst daily cases of COVID-19 do appear to be going down, there are still continuing signs, and there are still some of them that are unexplained. It's for this reason that the Chief Minister, Howard Quayle, MHK, says the measures currently in place won't change until the 6th of April.
I need to tell you that as things stand, we cannot imagine being able to make significant changes to our measures before the 6th of April. When we came out of our restrictions in June last year and January this year, we had solid periods with no unexplained cases. 25 days in June and 21 in January. Although our vaccination programme is delivering at pace, we still need a decent safety period to know that the virus is under control. We judge that we are realistically looking at a date of around the 6th of April before we can safely consider releasing some restrictions, and probably the 12th of April before we could envisage a full release of restrictions. This is assuming, of course, that we continue to reduce and then eradicate the unexplained cases. We will know more over the coming days as we have more data, and we will see the full effect of the lockdown. But I want to be as clear with you as I possibly can on the likely path ahead. This means that we are not going to be ready for hospitality, non-essential retail, lifestyle or other businesses to open until after the Easter weekend. The Council of Ministers also agreed that we would only look to reopen schools after the Easter holidays. The Minister of Education, Sport and Culture and his team continue to work on provision for our most critical workers. He is with us today and can answer any questions on this. We also know that we are not ready for construction and related trades to return to work next week. We had hoped that this might be possible, but the continued unknown cases mean we need to exercise the utmost caution.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
Good evening. It's 23 minutes before six. Mental health formed a large part of today's coronavirus conference. As the lockdown continues, many, especially those living alone, are struggling with feelings of isolation. Ross Bailey's from the Department of Health and Social Care's Mental Health Service, and he focused on a local resource he wanted to raise awareness of.
The Are You OK website was launched last year, and it focuses on five ways to well-being, encouraging and providing advice on how people can connect, be active, keep learning, give, and take notice. Connecting is about building strong relationships, and these are an essential part of building resilience and boosting well-being. The simple act of talking about something can stop it getting worse. Talk and listen. Be there for people. This is so important within our families, within our communities, and indeed in the workplace. Good employers, ones that see high rates of productivity and staff retention, listen. They're empathic and flexible in their approach. Be active. Being more active can improve your mood and decrease feelings of stress, depression, and anxiety. There's a wealth of clinical evidence demonstrating the impact of physical activity on mental health. Indeed, many studies assert that regular physical exercise is equally, if not more effective, than medication in some instances. Keep learning. Be curious and seek out new experiences. Positively stimulate brain and boost well-being. Give. Sounds simple. Give. But carrying out acts of kindness, whether small or large, will increase happiness, life satisfaction, and a general sense of well-being. This includes, critically includes, being important to yourself and not being overly self-critical. Again, the impact of kindness and giving makes you feel good, and it's clinically well supported. Finally, take your notice, paying more attention to the present moments, to thoughts and feelings, and to the people around us can boost your well-being. This is often called mindfulness. Take notice of your feelings, start meaningful conversations, and listen.
Sea-Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The Bamber Cree looking glorious in the late evening sunshine at the moment, heading on to the Links Bench. You left Heysham at 11 minutes past two. In Douglas now, should be off again this evening at 7.45, heading for Heysham, arriving there at about 11:30. And the overnight return sailing at 2.15, arriving in Douglas tomorrow morning at about 6 o'clock.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Regulations and restrictions put in place at the Isle of Man prison are designed to keep both staff and prisoners safe. The facility at Jerby is operating under a black regime after two members of reception staff tested positive for COVID-19. The Justice and Home Affairs Minister is Graeme Crajean, MHK, and he says they're doing everything possible to prevent further spread.
Unfortunately, this week we've had two members of staff on a shift who have tested positive. So what we're going to be putting are measures to try and protect the staff and the prisoners in there.
Offenders will now have to spend more time in their cells and the free association, so where they can actually mingle with each other, that's been reduced but not stopped. Yeah. So tell me how why you've decided that's appropriate, because I know last time this happened, that caused some concerns with some advocates.
Black regime is no third parties allowed into prison, which also includes the education staff. This is also part of the red regime. The black regime assists with reducing contact between prisoners and staff in line with their infection control measures. And it also involves sort of the minimum time out of the cell, because one of the issues that you could have there is that any association, as we've seen how quickly this has spread across the community, if it was to get in the prison, it could be have quite a detrimental effect in there. So that's part of it. But they do have telephone calls, timeouts in the open air showers, and daily hot meals are still offered. So, you know, there is those things still available there.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions.
19 minutes before 6, Athol Street's got a new name. Game Scissors to move to number 55 Athol Street in Douglas. The Tavir Group's announced a new tenant, saying it's a leading and well-respected brand within the industry. The move allows the online gaming operator to bring the Isle of Man operations together under one roof and to expand the team. And well done to Ramsay Crookhall, its third successive regional award. Ramsay Crookhall's announced it's won the City of London Wealth Manager's Regional Wealth Manager of the Year for Northern England Award for the third time. Lamborghini has had its most profitable year ever in 2020, despite a two-month shutdown of the factory in Italy. Due to the pandemic, sales were slightly lower than 2019, but Lamborghini sold more expensive, customised supercars and limited special series models, pushing profits higher. China fueled a lot of the demand, and China is set to overtake Germany as its second biggest market this year. Lamborghini's new SUV, the Urus, has been hugely successful, accounting for 59% of company sales last year. Chinese car buyers have developed an appetite for ultra-luxury SUVs from Rolls-Royce, Bentley and Lamborghini. Lamborghini is owned, of course, by Volkswagen and sold 7,430 cars worldwide last year, second only to the 8,250 it delivered in 2019.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions. Make more empowered decisions about your international payments. The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsay Crookhall.
UK and European markets pulled back after a spike in bond yields reignited concerns about stock valuations. The dollar held its ground, oil rose, and gold edged lower. In corporate news, travel and leisure-related stocks were weaker. Rolls-Royce, IAG, Compass Group and Whitbread were all lower. Traders pointed to worries about a third wave of coronavirus in Europe after France imposed fresh lockdown measures yesterday. The numbers now at the close from Ramsay Crookhall at 5 o'clock in London. The FTSE 100 was down 1% at 6,708. The DAX in Frankfurt closed down 1% at 14,624. Currently in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial down 0.4% at 32,729. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index up 0.8% at 13,225. And the S&P 500 in Chicago up 0.2% at 3,923. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 38.7 cents, €1 16.5 cents, and 20 South African rand 41 cents. In commodities, gold up 0.25% at $1,741 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil up 2.4% at $64.40.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Good evening. It's spot on 5:45, a quarter to six, live from the Isle of Man. The current lockdown is taking its toll on Douglas Promenade's refurbishment scheme. The Infrastructure Minister Tim Baker and DOI Chief Exec Nick Black appeared before a virtual Tynwald scrutiny committee this morning. While previous estimates put an end to the works in July, Jane Paul Wilson, MLC, asked Nick Black to provide an update.
We understand that there are uncertainties, i.e. the current lockdown, but can you give us your current best planning for end of the project as scoped currently, please?
Before the current lockdown, we were aiming to finish in July, realistically, we plan on losing at least 1 week for every week of lockdown and no activity. There is confusing factors at play, because not only do you end up with having to sort of make secure and then leave the site. It's not like locking the door and walking away. There are elements of groundwork being covered, of fencing being erected. That's not a major issue. So we were still hoping that it would be the end of July plus however many weeks. However, the contractor has a significant number of issues with securing labour. So, for example, some of the labour the contractor secured, and the contractor had secured all the labour needed to complete the works. Some of the gangs are from Romania. They've gone back to the UK currently to work. If they have to come back, they'll have isolation processes to go through. They may choose not to come back. This is a complex scheme with complex specialist staff. So I'm afraid it isn't as simple. The minister had previously, I believe, made clear that we were looking at finishing in July, and it was probably towards the end of July, but we would be thinking now that, we've had, 2 weeks now? If we prudently assume to add a month at the moment, so we'd be looking towards mid to end August at the moment. We originally made it very, very clear we wanted to finish before the Grand Prix or the Festival of Motorcycling. I know now we won't have one, but we're still very much hoping to be done. Still very much hoping to be done. So I'll give you an update as soon as I can, Mrs. Paul Wilson, but effectively for each week we lose, we have to add a week plus some more.
Manx Radio Sport.
Pastor Mai, Tim Glover.
Plans are in place for a match between FC Isle of Man and Guernsey FC this summer. The first game of the Skipton Cup is set to take place on Saturday the 17th of July at the Bowl, with the deciding leg taking place in Guernsey 2 weeks later on Saturday the 31st of July. The tournament took place for the first time last year, and Guernsey licensed bank Skipton International has agreed to sponsor the matches for the next 3 years. Tickets for the event are due to be made available shortly, along with weekend packages for fans to visit the Channel Island. Manx cyclist Lizzie Holden will be back in competitive action in Belgium this weekend. She's included in the Biscaya Durango squad for Sunday's Umlop van der Westhoek one-day race, which has a 131.9-kilometre route. A total of 25 of the top women's teams have entered the event. Further afield, draws be made for the Champions League and Europa League quarterfinals. In the Champions League, Manchester City will face Borussia Dortmund, Porto are Chelsea's opponents, and Liverpool will play Real Madrid. The other tie is a repeat of last year's final, the holders Bayern Munich up against Paris Saint-Germain. And in the Europa League quarter-final, just the two British sides left now, Manchester United will be away in the first leg against Granada, Arsenal at home in the first leg against Slavia Prague. The other games, Ajax against Roma and Dinamo Zagreb against Villarreal.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. Open as normal during this circuit break.
The Logan Air, 5 o'clock to Liverpool. The patient transfer plane should have gone off fire. Just went 7 minutes late. Back this evening at 7:10, about the same time as Logan Air's inbound from Heathrow. Just the two arrivals tonight. Ben McCree's fine tonight. The mountain road is looking okay. No fog. That's cleared from earlier on today. On the roads, Corderbridge Road closed from 6pm to 6am for resurfacing and footpath reconstruction between the Peel Road and Tramode Road. In Castletown, Ellerslie Garden and Maloo Street closed to vehicles between the junction with School Hill Avenue and the cross for drainage work. Castle Quay's got some parking suspensions, and also West Hill, West Hill Avenue and West Hill Avenue service lane, various closures for construction of new properties and highway works. In Ramsey, Glenelfin Road, parking suspension for construction, and also South Prom in Ramsey, footway closures and some parking suspensions for the new RNLI lifeboat station. And of course, Douglas Promenade. The saga continues.
Book your service or repair at tyres.im and we'll collect and return your car sanitised with X-Mist, which eliminates all viruses and can remain active for 7 days.
As cases increased during the first week of lockdown, a raft of new measures were introduced, including the ceasing of cervical screenings. A few days later, however, after significant public outcry, government announced smear tests would be continued. Sonia Corran went for a screening for the first time last year, and she shares her experience with Lewis Foster.
I was 5 months pregnant at the time I got my letter, and you can't go for a screening when you're pregnant. So I had my daughter in June, so that meant I would have been eligible for the smear test in September 2019. However, I just kept putting it off. I didn't, know the severity of it. And then it was one day my friends were talking about it and I mentioned that I hadn't been yet. So they were quite concerned for me and they kept saying, no, you need to go, you need to. It was March of 2020 when I finally went. So I was 26 at this point. I was really nervous. I'd like proper worked myself up. I was shaking when I got in there. The nurse was really, really comforting. She was saying that it typed up to be something that it's not. So when I went in, I took my little sister with me. She was about 18, 19 at the time. And I must have been in the room for about 5 minutes. And that was it. It wasn't painful. It was maybe slightly uncomfortable for a few seconds. But that was it. I was so shocked at how quick it was and how pain-free it was. It was that Onken surgery. I had mine done. So I have had another one since then because my first one came back. I had something called HPV. So that means I have to get checked yearly now. So obviously I'm very glad that I did get pushed to go so they can keep an eye on me now.
What would you say to somebody who perhaps is feeling like you were last year, nervous about asking or even attending a screening, particularly during COVID? What advice would you give?
Just to not be scared. It's not worth being scared over. It's so, so easy. It's over and done with before you know it. Everyone makes out that it's this big thing or that it's embarrassing, but it's not. And obviously that I got found to have something and I can get checked now. So I feel so much more comfortable and happy that I went, basically.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
Good to have you along on the update show today. I'm Andy Wint with you through till 6 o'clock tonight. One of the island's heritage railways says it's going to have to watch the pennies for the rest of the year after cancelling one of its biggest annual events due to the lockdown. Groudle Glen's Railway's Easter Bunny trains won't be running for the second year of a row. The chairman is Trevor Knoll.
It's hugely disappointed because there are two main events for us every year, the Santa trains at Christmas and the Easter Bunnies. And as you rightly say, this is the second consecutive year that we've had to cancel them. It's a big family gathering. I mean, it's complete families, nanny, granddad, and all the children, and it's just a superb event. And 2 years we haven't had it, and it is hugely disappointing. We've even got the daffodils in the Glen coming out at the right time for this year, and nobody will see them. It is very disappointing. It's a big financial hit for us because there's about 2,500 people normally come to the event over the 2 days, and that's a big loss to the railway. And we don't get any support from the government, for example. And It is a blow 2 years running, but it is absolutely the right thing to do.
Well, you touched on there the financial impact of having to cancel one of your biggest events of the year. How difficult is it for organisations like yourself, who are very dependent on fundraising and that side of things, to have to cancel such a big event?
For an attraction like ours, which only runs 40-odd, 42 times a year, it is, I mean, all heritage railways are expensive to look after, but some, of course, run on a daily basis. Obviously, that creates an extra commitment. But for us, there's a limited time for us to bring in the funds that you need to run an expensive railway, because they all are. So, yes, this is a big blow. We'll cope. You have to. But it probably just means that you're watching every penny rather than looking at doing specific projects with the funds that you get to make the experience every year a little better for anybody visiting the railway. We'll just have to, watch the pennies this year.
All the stories you've heard on this update and many more, much more Manx News interviews and podcasts are available, along with a Manx video source that's unrivaled anywhere on the web. They're all at manxradio.com and also via the Manx Radio app. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel. That's it. For update compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department, thanks to newsreader Tessa Hawley, producer Alex Watt, and I'm Andy Wint, back Monday evening, 5:30, with all the news from the Isle of Man. In the meantime, stick around. Chris Kinley with the greatest hits on earth and a COVID-19 update at 7 o'clock tonight. So, another week. April the 6th, perhaps. Enjoy your weekend.
WIN.